Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let me give you an example. Paul gets a personal prophecy. How great things he's going to suffer for the Lord's name's sake. And he's got to bear testimony before kings and Gentiles. Did he go away feeling, whoo, I'm something? He went to think, oh, glory to God. I'm going to get used, yeah. But it's for whose glory? Oh, can you see this, friends? Can you see the real spirit of the true Spirit of God prophecy is what? According to the Bible, Revelation 19, it is what? The testimony of Jesus. Not to tell you and me how big we're going to be and how great our ministry is going to be and how big our anointing is. But it ain't about you. And it ain't about me. Did you hear me? Our honor is him getting glory. If he gets glorified, that is our honor. Oh, can you hear me? Do you see this? That is our glory. It was our honor to be used so that he got glory. And man, when you get this in your spirit and you see it right, you begin to realize that's what everything's about. Right? How well our church does. How well my business does. My healing in my body. It's all about him getting glory. Oh, can you see it? How well my kids do. It's not so I can be a proud daddy. It's so Jesus can get glorified. Right? Boy, y'all sure did a good job, a fine job raising them kids. Don't let them say it three or four times. Did you hear me? You say, hey, Jesus helped us. God showed us what to do. The Lord helped us with it, right? And not trying to be humble. That's just truth. That's just reality, which is true humility. Friend, when we have this kind of attitude, go to Philippians, and this will say it better than I can say it in my words. When we get this settled in us, we're going to see stronger and stronger and greater moves of the Spirit of God. Right? But when we're trying to think about how great we're going to be, then we're not in the same flow with him. Because he didn't come to magnify us. He didn't come. He's not here to glorify us and to manifest our words. How many think this is important? I have no group in mind. I have no specific people, no group in mind. This is not my first rodeo. I didn't start last week. And thank God the Lord has shown us. Some of the things I'm sharing with you, I learned because I made mistakes. I told you that last week. In the beginning days of my, it's a part of being immature. Immature people are selfish and don't even realize how selfish. They just think about themselves all the time. They don't mean to, but it's part of growing up. And I know the first several years of my ministry, I prayed so much about my ministry, my call. And if I thought somebody was going to prophesy to me about my great call in me, boy, I'd light up. Oh, yeah. Yeah, call me, call me, call me. That actually hinders the move of the Spirit. Are you with me now? You get a room full of people. The Spirit of God start moving and maybe ministering to people specifically. And sometimes you'll have half the congregation. They don't say it out loud, but they're going, me, me, me. Me, prophesy to me. Why? 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 So many times people want you to tell them, you know, how great they are. How great they're going to be. Prophesy to me. Give me a big one. And when you get that activity with all the human spirits doing that, it can actually hinder the move of the Spirit. You're trying to, as a minister, you're trying to be led, and it's like 1,000 voices going, me, 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 and you're trying to be led, and it's a distraction. It's static. When our desire ought to be, Lord, whoever needs something, right? Whoever really needs something, to your glory, right? And let everything be done in such a way that you are the most seen, you are the most exalted, you're the most glorified. If people don't even know, who are those people? Who was that church? Who are those preachers? If they don't know, that's fine if they leave impressed with Jesus. Right? And when all of us get in one mind about that and one accord about that, then we're already on the same page with the Holy Ghost about magnifying Jesus and manifesting the Word. And you'll see, it's already begun. We'll see stronger and stronger movings of the Spirit of God, not just in our services. And we'll have prophecy, but it'll be right. Did you hear me? And when God starts speaking, we won't all start clamoring, me, 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 and hinder it and shut it down. Are you with me now?
Yes.
And in our own home life, we'll see the same thing. Said out loud, it's not about me.
It's not about me.
It's not about me being big.
Not about my ministry,
my call,
my anointing.
It's about Jesus.
If He's
lifted up, if He's glorified, if He's magnified, if people see His goodness, they're moved to repentance. They're drawn to Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You don't want people drawn to you because you can't save them. You don't want people drawn to you because you can't heal them. I know I used to work in the healing school there at the Hagen Ministry every day. And we had a lot of things happening there. We had people fall off the chair and writhe around like snakes and make noises and convulsions and seizures and all kind of things. You know, the devil's mean. And almost invariably, what had happened is something like that happened. Of course, it's a big distraction. And all the people would look at them. And then they'd look at me. Like, do something. And it took me a while to realize that's not what I need. They're hindering me. I'm not the deliverer. I'm not the savior. I'm not the healer. No man or woman on this earth is. And yet God can use us. He can manifest, the Spirit of God can move through us and manifest through us, but we can't produce it ourselves. Has to come from Him. And He took me to this passage. Where are you right now? That's a good place. But go to John. Go to John. And He showed me this. And man, it's helped me ever since. John and the 11th chapter. Here we see the raising of Lazarus from the dead, and he was healed. Elsewise, whatever killed him the first time would have immediately killed him again. Right? And his body, whatever had decomposed, was miraculously restored. Did the Spirit of God move in that tomb? Whew! His spirit came back. And notice this. Jesus told him to take the stone away in verse 39. John 11:39. He told him he said, didn't I tell you if you'd believe, you'd see the glory of God. Verse 41, they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes. He did what? Now put yourself in this place. They're in the cemetery. It'd be like telling them to dig up the coffin. What do you think the people were doing there? Just what we talked about. They were looking at the tomb, and then they're looking at him. What are you going to do? Why'd you do that? And what did he do? He lifted up his eyes. Oh, do you see this now? And he starts praying. Well, when he did that, what do you think they're doing? Well, now they're thinking about who he's talking to. So what did they do? In effect, they got their eyes off of him. And they're thinking about who he's talking to, the Father. And he said, Father, I thank you that you heard me. And I know that you hear me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it. See, the very text tells you he prayed this prayer for their benefit. Why? That they may believe what? That you sent me. See, we read this whole book. We saw again and again where he said, I didn't come to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. I'm not here for my own glory. And I only say what I hear him say. I only do what I see him do. He was always giving the glory to the Father, giving the glory to the Father, right? And the Spirit of God's always moving. Oh, can you see this? And it was not this fake, false humility. Oh, no, it's not me. It's the Lord Jesus. Can you discern between the fake and the real? What people really mean is, yeah, I did good, didn't I? But I'm going to be humble and not accept it. No, the truth is, you don't deserve it. You didn't do it. It'd be a lie for you to take it. Did you hear me now? No, in the middle of this, I believe he is ready from before the time they roll the stone away. But they're all sitting there staring at him. So he says, Father, starts praying. Thank you that you hear me. I know you hear me all the time. But I'm saying this for these folks that are standing right here. So that they know you sent me. I didn't just come here myself today. You sent me. And what happens? Very next verse, verse 43. He's in the middle of saying that. When he had said it, he looked down and said, Lazarus, come forth. But see, they all got their eyes up. They're all thinking about the Father. And then, boom. Oh, do you see this? And if you are going to have anointing in your life, people must get their eyes off of you. If you're going to have the move of the Spirit, they got to get their eyes off of you. You can't come tell them how great of an apostle you are and how big your ministry and your anointing and how... It's a subtle thing. Sure, you have to use the word I and me and my sometime, but watch why you're saying it and what you're drawing attention to. My vision, my experience, my walk with the Lord, my prayer, my this. You can actually undo and hurt the anointing on your life. Because the Holy Spirit is not here to magnify you and to glorify you and to just manifest your words. Do you see this?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
It's me.